our colleagues at PBS Wisconsin introduce us to a lot of really interesting people and stories on Wisconsin life. And one highlight of the current season is a profile of an amazing young woman named Shruti Partasarathy. She performs Bharatanatyam classical Indian dance around the world, and she does much more than that. Besides performing, she also teaches it to adults and young people as a form of stress relief. I spoke with Shruti last month and asked her how she first got started.
So when I came to the U.S., I was 5 years old, and my mom started to notice that I was speaking more English than my native language, which was Tamil. So she wanted me to go to Bharatanatyam class to learn more about my cultural history. Mm-hmm. So that was really the main reason why she put me into Bharatanatyam classes. She did not expect it to become like a passion of mine. I don't think even I expected it. It was something just so happened.
And you also talked in the Wisconsin Life profile about you that you were feeling a lot of stress and dance really helped you. Tell us a little bit about that point in your life.
Yeah. I think one thing that I struggled with being an Indian American, growing up in Wisconsin is finding a balance between my two identities. For a long time, I thought it was dichotomous in nature, that I couldn't be both Indian and American, respect both sides of my heritage. And because of that, I accumulated lots of stress. I found it really, really hard to pursue Bharatanatyam passionately while also living in Wisconsin and finding opportunities to, showcase my heritage. And on top of that, I think just being an adolescent in high school and middle school just adds a lot of pressure. And just the nature of the competitiveness. So all those things combined and made me really stressed. And I started to notice that I wasn't alone and my peers around me were going through a lot of the same experiences that I had. And I started to notice that when I was talking more about my cultural history to my peers, they were more accepting of it. They started to realize that, these cultures aren't so myopic. They're not so dichotomous. There are so many similar elements, and it's just that I didn't know about it at that time. So I think I grew a passion to, showcase my heritage in a way that combines both my identities, which is the basis of why I started Calm with Kala.
So let's talk about Calm with Kala. So you were using dance as a way to reduce your own stress, but like you said, you saw it in people around you. So you decided to share it, and that in and of itself can be stressful, trying to figure out, do I want to put myself out there in this way? So how did you first kind of approach other people about, hey, would you like to try this? It's been really great for me.
So starting Calm with Kala, I knew was a massive task, but it was something that I was really proud to take because I knew that's the direction I wanted to see change happen in my society. And I wanted more peers of mine to be accepting of their heritage, to be accepting of their culture. So at that moment, I was willing to, go through any strides that needed to be taken. I spent a lot of my school lunches just sitting and calling people and trying to set up meetings just to get myself out there. And, like with anything, when you start a project, it's not all like flowers. Mm-hmm. You go through a lot of struggles, and I was met with a lot of rejections at first, but it was taking those very few opportunities that were presented to me at first and expanding them into bigger and bigger opportunities. So particularly with Calm with Kala, I spent all my school lunches first semester, or at least most of them, finding freshman advisories in my school and teaching them during my lunches. And from there, I talked with the health department, and I eventually integrated Calm with Kala into the health curriculum. So now I have this program at Middleton High School where every single incoming freshman gets to experience Calm with Kala, which is amazing to me. And with that, I started taking it and expanding it to universities. And now I've given workshops at Yale and Princeton and Northwestern, and I'm really able to, showcase that Calm with Kala is a sustainable solution that transcends age boundaries.
So you're helping people kind of find a center, find some balance by moving their bodies, but also the type of dance you're teaching has, it seems to me, a total non-dancer, some very kind of precise movements. Is it almost a meditation kind of moving through those sequences?
It definitely is. I talk about the uniqueness of Bharatanatyam, especially because it's a historically underrepresented art form. And when we talk about the rising epidemic in mental health, we find elements in Bharatanatyam to be uniquely, centered around mental health therapies. I always talk about in my workshops how there are three different elements of Bharatanatyam. We have our facial expressions, our hand gestures, our footwork, and all these elements, when put together, make a complex sequence of movements. But really, when you dissect them, they're all just simple movements that anyone is able to do. And I think that's one thing that makes Bharatanatyam super unique, because you're able to explore these movements that are really, really simple in its roots. But when you put it together, you get this, you know, expansion of an art form or an artistic expression.
It's very, very expressive. And we will certainly post the video of you performing so people can find that. But besides being a high school student, besides starting this organization to share what you've learned, you also perform all over the world.
I do.
What is that like?
I think it's a blessing that I have the resources and a supportive family to take me around the world and follow me wherever I go to perform. So I really, really wanted to, you know, bounce off of that and make use of that. And dancing has been my passion since I was 5 when I started. And I think before Calm with Kala and all of that started, dancing was my way to express myself. And so because of that, I wanted to express myself in any way possible. Mm-hmm. So I found myself doing collaborations in New York with other artistic disciplines. And then I found myself going back to India and honing my technique with master teachers. And I think being Indian American gives me this unique, unique opportunity to explore two mediums of art forms. And I think by that, what I mean is that I'm able to not only hone my technique and further myself as an Indian classical dancer, as a Bharatanatyam dancer in Chennai, and, you know, perform at some of the top auditoriums, I'm able to come to America and explore different art forms, collaborate with jazz, poetry, and these opportunities, you know, wouldn't be presented if I had just been raised in India. At the same time, honing my technique and becoming a more technical classical dancer wouldn't have been presented if I was just born in America. So I think being Indian American supports me in a lot of ways to explore the different mediums of artistic expression in Bharatanatyam itself.
So it sounds like when we first started talking, you said that you felt a little torn between the two identities and like they weren't working together. Now, years later, it seems like not only have they come together, but you feel that much more strong and
exactly.
and have so many more resources because of them.
Yes, exactly.
What would you say, Shruti, to someone maybe your age, maybe someone older, maybe someone my age, who is feeling kind of overwhelmed and just doesn't know how to kind of get out of that place of stress and feeling overwhelmed?
I think one thing that we need to note is, like, you know, stress is just a human emotion. We all go through it. It's nothing that someone faces alone, and we have to destigmatize stress, because we put a lot of weight into it and we try not to talk about it because we think other people aren't going through it. But no matter what race you're from, what socioeconomic status you're from, whatever age you are, everyone goes through stress. And I think if you are stressed, again, which everyone goes through, is to just find your support system and just talk about it. I think talking about it is one way that, you know, helps, you know, reduce our stress level. But, you know, going back to self-expression, just finding your medium of self-expression, whether that's talking, dancing, singing, acting, finding your medium of self-expression really, really helps de-stress a person.
Well, Shruti, thank you so much and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Shruti Pardasarathy is a classical Indian dancer from Middleton, Wisconsin, where she's a senior in high school. We have a link to the Wisconsin Life segment over at WPR.org/Central Time. You can see her teaching at Middleton High School and also performing.